All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I hate to break the fishing news up, Ramchuk, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for, like, an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down, Ramchuk.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Welcome into the Real Life Podcast, the only podcast that consistently talks over its intro.
Could you got it.
Is that Holmes? Could have muted it.
Yeah, well, the other thing we could do to avoid all doing of this is I could just start splicing in the intro after.
No, and
we could
just... no.
We can't talk over the intro all the time.
Why not?
Well, this is already annoying enough to listen to for our 18 listeners. Do you really want to make it even more annoying?
I disagree.
Okay, so we have no reviews for this podcast. We'd love more. Please leave some nation. Oh my God. We have a bunch.
Jesus.
Oh my.
I was looking at the DFO rundown. Not this one. Oh yeah. We got three fresh reviews. Should we start with reviews?
That's three fresh loaves.
Yep. All right, here we go. This one comes in from Anderson BD42. 5 stars. Let's go Oilers. Listener since day one. Fantastic podcast with an awesome mix of Oilers talk and stories from real life from a fun group of people. I had to write it now to tell you that the dental hygiene conversation coming out of the Jasper trip is the single most horrified I have been. Sorry. And then the review cut off. So I got to click in to go read the rest of it. That's how passionate this person was. Nation Real Life.
Oh, this is good. This is good.
Is the single most horrified I've been listening to a podcast, and I've listened to my share of true crime murder shows. Brush your teeth and go Oilers.
So after that, I tried. What I did was on the Nation Real Life group chat, I was going to keep the boys abreast of my challenge to brush my teeth daily. I got to day two. Day three, I fell off the wagon. I got back on day four. And then day five, six was a real mess. And then I traveled. So day seven was okay. But yeah, I didn't really hit my stride like I thought I might be able to.
So this gets brought up in a ton of social situations for me now. And the one thing that came up at my family dinner yesterday was, why don't you just get a second toothbrush?
I have a little bit of a diva. Okay. Well,
ultrasonic.
Yep. I've been coddled in my toothbrushing ways and I only have one electric and I really can't be bothered to be doing it the old fashioned way.
But how much are we talking about? Like, aren't those like $35?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't buy them. I don't go to the store.
Some are 300.
And the odometer on your current unit is like 2 kilometers.
Here's the irony of it all. I think to myself, why would I do it with not an electric toothbrush? It doesn't even do a very good job. Mm-hmm. So I just don't do it at all.
That makes sense. You know, let's go back to the reviews. This one from SMEM203. 5 stars as well. Always good for a laugh. I absolutely love listening to the podcast. Chalmers never fails to make me laugh, from his dental hygiene routine to burst pipes and broken TVs. I love the banter he brings to the podcast and always look forward to Mondays and Thursdays. There should have been a note. Look forward to Mondays and Thursdays, the odd time Chalmers
when he shows up.
I'd like to add to that review with my own words that Chalmers rewards our listeners who clearly have an affinity for him with an atrocious attendance record and a commitment to bits that's even worse.
My wife, not pumped I brought that up. Like,
new Keep It 100 coming later in today's episode.
She's probably hearing
though.
About it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting, I like
that
news.
Mrs. Chalmers had separate conversations with both Tyler and I about the revelation on that Saturday night in Jasper. It's excellent.
Yeah, I got threatened with not getting any more kisses, which is a problem in my relationship. We're going to need those.
You're going to need them kisses?
I'm going to need them. Going to need them. Oh, if I walk in and don't get a kiss, I'll feel, get very self-conscious. No, look, we're going to get better. It's a year of getting better, one day at a time.
Just win your battles.
Just win my battles.
Next one. I like the title of the next one.
Yeah, next one from Pollard27 is dental hygiene, 5 stars.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Jesus, Murphy.
Many months ago, I wrote a review talking about how I respected the fact that you guys were able to sit in the same room as Chalmers with his completely unwashed lower half. After finding out that the only dental care he practices is scraping the plaque off his teeth with a lockpick, I now believe you should all receive medals of honor for your courage you show every week to be in the same podcast studio as a walking cloud of smog. I salute you and thank you for your service. God bless.
Like,
thank you.
Pig pen thank from you. Fucking Charlie.
I'm going to append to that review too. I've known Chalmers since 1994. I've never known him to have an off smell ever. Not on a roadie, not hungover, not ever.
It's my greatest gift.
It's some sort of fucking gift.
There is something.
Why is Bol Bol so tall? Why does Chalmers never stink?
Connor McDavid, the gift of skating fast. Yeah. Chalmers never smells bad.
I can count on one knuckle with no fingers up how many times people have told me I have bad breath and offered me a piece of gum.
Yeah.
Just don't stay. And it has to do with the fact that everything's sealed in there tight with the plaque.
Tight seal.
It's a tight seal.
Can we read one from Oilers Nation Radio just because the title is Rick's a Bitch?
Yeah. Let's get that out.
What happened?
Oh, it's so good. It made me laugh.
Love the pod, but getting tired of the big baby when people don't agree with him. If he acts this here, I can't imagine him getting along with anyone in life. Grow up, dude.
Why does he get very...
How would you say it? No matter, like, he loves the Oilers to a fault, and no matter what we're talking about, the counter angle is always that the organization is correct.
Yes, always.
The thing about Rick,
but that's what makes it fun, though.
In real life, he's the calmest man ever.
Uh huh.
It's just the Oilers that get him worked up.
Yeah,
he's very easy to get along with in real life.
That's why it works.
One of the nicest people I've met.
One of the more popular people in town.
Like, that's actually not even an exaggeration.
It isn't
either.
Yes. It isn't. So he's easy to deal with, Mr. Whatever the fuck.
Yeah, Mr. Hammer Hamilton.
Oh, boy. He's got a hog.
Oh, no.
I'm guessing. Or a hammer, potentially.
You never know.
But he's from Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. That's what we assume. All right, there you go. Those are our reviews to start this week's episode of the podcast, which is brought to you by DoorDash. For a limited time, our Canadian listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code NATION25. That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the code NATION25. I went virtual golfing this weekend. And the virtual golfing place, they're like, hey, drinks? Yeah. And they go, hey, if you want food, by the way, we're cool if you guys just DoorDash in here, set us as the address. That's unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Then the world's your oyster.
Yeah. Like, it's better than like a place. If it was just like, oh, yeah, no, here's our menu, like fries. And
imagine whatever. That's the restaurant of the future. It's just places to sit that you order DoorDash to.
What is it called? The Double Dash?
Yeah. Double Dash.
I did that on Friday.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
You can get multiple stops on a single DoorDash order without any additional fees.
I don't know if God intended us to live like this.
Well,
when
they scooped up my donair and also got me a McFlurry on the same run.
That's nice.
That is good.
Unbelievable. That is a good.
Your delivery fee should be more money than your meal at that point.
Should be. Not this way.
DoorDash. Do you think So how do they know that the McFlurry is not going to be all melted and stuff if you order them both at the same time?
Listen, I don't know the science of this. All
that's,
I know is
I'm saying like that's incredible. They can put that piece together. Things. No, I'm not complicating it.
Is that I got both. The donut was still hot. Popped the McFlurry in the freezer till I was ready.
Veteran play.
It's good to go.
But it arrived fine, right?
It arrived great.
There you go.
Yeah, I could have enjoyed it right then and there.
It arrived fine. That's all that matters.
I think that was more of a compliment to them for figuring out the logistics.
They figured out the science.
The order of operations. Food and a cold food, coming first, at the same time.
McFlurry second.
They reach a middle ambient temperature. They're both melted and cold.
Technology. And they nailed it.
Do they carry coolers in their car to put frozen stuff in?
Those
those little bags. Oh, so it's a cooler and a heater?
What do you think? The guy just throws it in his cup holder and drives over.
They got a roof.
Turn the fan off.
It's just like you got that little beer cooler that you've got.
Well, I guess I just assume that those bags that they carry their food in is just for hot. And if you put something cold,
this is going back to the fish story again.
Think about your cooler. Your cooler can keep heat in and cool.
This goes back to the fish story.
This is literally the first time thinking about it. So I'd appreciate if you guys stopped yelling at me.
I hope Pat enjoys the fact that we're mentioning his fish story again, which was an atrocious story.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, tell the story. You know what?
The lucky one with the Chalmers tooth thing is that it totally buried the Pat fish story.
Give us the gist of the story.
Long story short, Pat Puff kept a fish in a cooler for many hours to keep the cold out.
Yes. And this was stemmed from the fact that Tyler had a cooler full of beer outside in the back of his truck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's going to freeze it. And then Pat proceeded to explain about how he had a fish in a cooler.
Yeah.
A live fish?
And yes. Well, then we found out at the end it was live. Initially, I had a fish. He goes, I had a fish in a cooler. And then when you say it that way,
I was assuming like a side of salmon.
A slab of salmon in the fish.
Yeah. I'd love one.
And we were all like, all right, Pat, like, cool, like, man.
Sure. He's like, yeah, I bought it as a gift. It's like a gag gift. I'm like, this is still fucked up. Like, it's not making it better. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I know. It was a live fish. I'm like,
it was a live fish.
This is still the worst story I've ever heard. How does this make the beers not frozen?
I ruined a brand new Yeti cooler by placing a freshly cooked brisket in it in butcher paper for that like 2 hour sit.
Really? Why did it ruin it?
Because it stinks still. I can't get the smell out.
Your beers stink like
a delicious brisket?
I just don't use anymore. It smells great, but like when I want to put like ice and beer and use the ice for a Ryan Coke.
I can't think of anything I like that I wouldn't like better if it tasted like brisket.
Yeah.
And smoked ice.
Listen, now's an opportunity to brisket up those Ryan Cokes.
You know, okay, this is actually going to tie into my keeping it 100, so maybe I won't.
Oh, yeah. Where's the dome? Where is the Undertaker?
Just a free
coming out of the coffin. Of
My bit.
Oh,
fuck. I don't got nothing for you.
All right.
Are you doing this?
You want me to do it right now?
Are we ripping her
it's
off like right now?
I mean, it's not
all I can give you for an intro. It's getting hot
in here. That's part of the segue is you announce the segue and you then do the thing you're segueing into.
Sure. I will keep it 100 right now. Smoked things. Not good. What? Anything that is smoked is exponentially worse to me.
Smoked salmon?
Than if it
smoked
wasn't.
Salmon's delicious.
Delicious. Favorite food.
I want to be a grill master smoker more than anything in the world. I think it's just cool. I'll get a plaid. What do they call them?
Apron.
I'll grow a mustache. I'll just have a mustache. Ooh. I'll put on like plaid shoes. And I want to be a smoker, a little beanie. But I smoked a brisket for the first time. Just picture what a smoking guy would look like who also does woodworking on the side. Mm-hmm. That's what I would like to look like. Maybe a chain on my wallet, something like that, right?
Into the meat.
So I got a smoker. I smoked a brisket. And I found out really quickly, I don't like the taste of smoked meat. And it goes even further than that.
Okay.
I love scotch. I hate the taste of smoked scotch, like the peaty ones.
I'm with you on that.
Same thing with tequila. Can't stand it.
Mezcal.
I had an old fashioned the other day. 100% one of the best old fashions I ever had. Then my brother-in-law orders the smoked old fashioned. It was exponentially worse. 10 times worse. It made it disgusting. I do not like anything smoked. Smoked salmon, nuh-uh.
What about smoked cigarettes?
What? Nope. Charles, they are bad too.
You do understand the irony in you hating things that
I don't
smoked.
Smoke.
Wink.
You guys.
Trip darts.
Trip darts don't count. One cigarette at 2:30 in the morning to cap off a beautiful night of beer pong doesn't make me a smoker.
No. Sets a tone.
And you don't like smoked meat.
And I don't like smoked meat.
Considering you yourself are smoked meat. The irony is delicious. Unlike the smoked meat, which you have problems.
These are falsities. Is that a word?
Sure.
Yeah, ish.
Ish. So that's my giving 100. I wish, but I can't fake it to become the person I want to be.
I have a feeling that's going to be an unpopular take.
I cooked beef jerky. Beef jerky.
Delicious.
Right. But I cooked it in two different ways. I cooked very slow and long, more of a smoking. It was not as good as cooking it shorter at a little bit of a higher temperature and not getting that smoke taste.
What are you going to do with your smoker now, though?
Good question.
You bought one?
I have one. I cook everything on it, but you can cook things on it without smoking them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I still.
Maybe you haven't found the right, like.
Maybe you need a different wood chip. Yeah.
I've tried them all. They have like four different types of wood chips and none of them, like, let's be honest here. Let me keep 100 too. The difference between an apple smoke chip and what's the other ones they have? Like a honey one. Give me a break. They don't taste any different. They're the exact same damn thing. Give me a break.
Oh, wow.
There
is some offended people in the
Applewood smoke cheddar is chef's kiss.
Oh, I love it. Smoked salmon. I'm all over
the best. The best food there is good. Is smoked salmon.
I'm all over smoked salmon.
I want to be things smoked might not be the best. Like maybe better unsmoked, but yeah, that's still
trying weird. To think of the last like smoked item.
Wings.
We had a smoked turkey at my nephew's house for Thanksgiving. It was delightful. I thought.
Yeah. Not for you. I mean, like a slow cooked one. Yes. A traditionally smoked where that smoke is in every bite. It's too much. It's just too much. It's not my thing.
All right.
Tyler, thoughts?
I'm trying to think of some other unpopular food takes that I have to like couple with this.
Well, you probably have a bunch.
Well, I don't know if I have unpopular food takes. I just have I have the palate of a 14-year-old.
Yeah, like you're a
tonight
baby
I'm bird, having hamburger helper.
Nice.
Oh, but that's amazing.
Here's a food take. Tell me if you agree with this. Two of my favorite foods in the world are stew.
I love a good stew.
And chili.
Love a good chili.
Love stew and chili.
Both from the same family, you could say.
Yep. But a little bit different. If you don't put yellow peaches and cream corn in your stew or your chili, get it off my table. I don't want it. Get it away from me.
I'm not offended if it doesn't have it, but I love the addition.
It just makes every stew you eat contains corn.
It's like stuffing without cranberries in it.
Ugh.
Oh.
Little tiny dried cranberries and stuffing. Oh, delightful.
Well, I guess my unpopular food take is I don't like stuffing unless it's got meat in it.
Most stuffing has meat in it, I think.
I don't just eat the stuffing straight up. It's always stuffing, gravy, and then
potatoes.
Stuffing with a bite of potatoes or with a bite of meat. Then it gives it a nice little.
You should see my like Thanksgiving dinner. I put the turkey here. I put the stuffing here. I put the potatoes here, gravy and all of it. The minute I sit down, it's a stew. It's all mixed together.
Those are your
with
favorite
the corn.
Foods? Those two? Both like portable via cup if you want.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like a good shepherd's pie. Ooh. Could you imagine having corn in that? No. Get out of here.
But that the recipe calls for corn.
Right. But there is like most chilies don't call for corn. In my
it's going above and beyond is what you're saying.
Is this
still the keep it 100?
It yeah. makes it. I think we moved on to weird food keep takes.
1,000 right now.
Oh, interesting favorite foods. I couldn't. I don't think I could narrow it down. Like last
real
night.
Italian pizza is my number one favorite food. When I went. I never probably told you this. When I went to Italy with my wife for our honeymoon, I gained probably 25 pounds because we would sit down and I'd always want a pasta for dinner, traditional Italian pasta, but I couldn't pass up like a. Legit Neapolitan pizza.
Oh, or delightful.
Margarita
pizza. So I would eat Neapolitan. Like a full, it's a style. Yeah. Like, style. So I would eat a full pizza for an appetizer and then still eat a pasta.
Like I wouldn't say it was my favorite food, but last night I went out for a really nice steak, glass of red wine, some veg and the accoutrement on the side. Lovely. Doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, if I had a last meal, death row kind of shit, steak. I'm a steak guy.
It's fantastic.
My family's falling off of red meat. I don't know what it is. It's not on purpose. It's just, we used to have like steak dinner once every week and a half, 2 weeks. And we don't have it
during
all
boom
anymore.
Time. Yeah, during boom time.
We can't afford it.
Booming.
Oh yeah.
Eating steak.
And then we'd like, and we'd always make like 33% more steak than we needed. So that the next day you slice it sliver style, grill it a little bit on a pan and then put it in a sandwich, toasted bread with mustard and
along
mayonnaise.
That line, I got Mrs. to order a bigger steak last night than I knew she could handle because I was all for banging up today.
Yep. Also great a little sandwich. Do the next morning, slice it real thin, throw in a pan and crack an egg on top of it.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, that is elite.
That's lovely.
Leftover steak is the fucking play.
Have you guys stayed at a hotel where you've gotten like a continental breakfast and they have those waffle makers?
Yeah.
They're perfect every time. Like they're just, I think it's incredible.
They have it preheated at the right temperature, I find.
I can't toast a piece of toast in a hotel lobby to save my life. But this thing, you just dump in the batter and it's like the best waffles you can have is out of these $3 like or these 3 minute machines.
I find that if you don't have one of those, I specifically noticed like where we were just at in Toronto, that breakfast was not great.
It was terrible.
All you had was a big bowl of hard boiled eggs and a big bowl of fruit salad. And that was essentially,
were you in a mental institution?
Weird breakfast.
This was the free one for the Silver Elite Bonvoy member.
Yeah.
Me.
Which was Jay.
So we had not had, which is like the first level of status.
Like this man is eating 18 hard-boiled eggs.
You were hard-tailing him to get a hard-boiled egg?
I had to. I had to. Those are my options.
Your breakfast in Grand Prairie was better?
That was it. That was it. Yeah, at this restaurant, it was great. Like
I would have loved a waffle iron. But no, I'm just crushing hard-boiled eggs like a psycho.
We made so many waffles this weekend. We were out of, so I apologize for not being here Thursday, even though Dukesy calls me out daily for not being here. I appreciate your stick-to-itness, Dukesy.
But at least someone's got to stick to something.
I know.
But the man on the other side of the world, Chalmers, who
he's
knows
coming
how,
soon, end of Feb. End of Feb, is that one?
The best is how I always get the Twitter videos of him like drinking in our morning, which I realize is obviously his evening.
Yeah.
But it just makes me think he's just crushing beers in the morning.
He does do that.
Yeah, I think he does too.
1000% does
that. If he's got the day off, he's giving it.
If it's like a Saturday night game, which is Sunday morning Australia, he is absolutely.
We talk about how I don't have bodily smells. Like I smell really good. Actually, I smell really fucking good today.
I'm sitting right beside you. No complaints.
Dukesy, he's, looks like he might have a little bit of a twing, a tinge to him.
You think?
Wow.
A little bit.
You and him are going to get along so good.
I can't wait to see. A drink off, but a smell off.
When is he coming here?
I bet you has better dental hygiene than you.
Oh, for sure. I mean, most people do.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
I don't know specifically his dates, but he's coming at the end of February. Because like he and I were talking over the weekend about how excited he is for the brunch for Ben on March 2nd.
Excellent.
That he will be attending.
Perfect. Should we talk a little about
the Oilers?
Well,
we should. I got to plug one thing.
Yeah.
I need help, nation audience. I need some help. We need some help. We've got 4 spots left on the nation vacation.
Ooh, to Phoenix?
We've had 4 spots left for like 2 weeks. And it's because we're getting close to crunch time.
I know for a
fact.
If you have
any interest in coming, we got 4 spots. Let's make it happen.
I know for a fact there's 4 people out there who are contemplating waiting for the last minute. You need
we have like 4 more days before we have to turn in all the names. So that's what I'm saying.
This is your little push over the finish line. What can we incentivize for these 4?
I'll shotgun a beer with you. And I'll provide the beer.
I'll shotgun a Ryan Coke with you, and I'll provide the Ryan Coke.
I will, and I'm sorry for the people that have already come on, but if you come on this trip and it's the 4 of you or whatever it is, the pregame beers are on me.
And the trip postgame dart is on me.
Yes. When you're back in the Edmonton airport, safe and sound, you're waiting for your Uber.
No, that night.
So Jay's offering you pregame beers. I am offering
with me. You got to come find me, and I'm not going to hide. Just come with me, and we'll be alone.
I'm offering you a shotgun with me, which is not that good. But Chalmers is offering you a cigarette after the game.
Well, no, and the Ryan Coke. I'll
feel free to watch me shower. It's lovely.
Okay,
there's that.
Something to think about.
Maybe really while smoking,
I will smoke and drink and shower. You can watch it all.
You're going to keep the smoke going in the shower?
Of course.
You're a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Think about it. Something to think about.
In there.
So I've never been on a nation vacation where you guys actually go to a hockey game, but, and I know that the last Toronto one was in a box, but like, it, when you sit
every seat is a box at the Mullet Arena.
So that's the thing. When you sit in, like, are the tickets usually, if there's 20, is it four rows of five? Is it two rows of 10? Is it one row of 20? You can have the middle seats.
They probably did, because we're 50. So it's probably like two rows of 25 or maybe two or three rows. I went and looked on Ticketmaster right now for the tickets that game. 300 US.
Oh yeah. That's
240, but I don't think that's in our area. I think our area is like 300.
So again, quick conversion, your M-Check math, about $400 Canadian, 425 Mondo. Canadian.
Yeah.
That right there, when you look at the cost of the trip, flights, hotel, and that ticket.
Yeah. That's, come join us. If you're thinking about it, please come join us.
Transportation to and from the airport in Phoenix as well. So we've that never right not there.
Sold out a trip. So that's why I'm feeling like I just.
Memories that'll last that a lifetime.
Forward. Yeah.
Or memories you may not have in the morning.
Maybe. You can also meet Mr. and Mrs. Chalmers. They're you coming too.
Call Rick a bitch to his face, Hammer Hamilton.
He'll probably knock you out, though. He's quite jacked.
Yeah,
he's very swollen these days.
He is very strong.
My mom, I got to tell you this because it's really.
I can't wait to hang out with Mama Sandy.
It's really sweet because, like, my dad really is just like, you know, I don't think we'll go to the game. You just go with Aaron and the kids and stuff. And I know my mom really wanted to go. And, like, you know, she's like, they leave for 6 months to Phoenix. They miss a lot of memories with the kids. And so we gave them the tickets for Christmas. And when my mom opened it, she got a little teary. I'm not going to lie. Cause she was just like, she's just like now thinking about, oh, these kids are going to be in Phoenix with us. We're going to go to a hockey game. I really want to. And she got teary eyed straight up.
Nice.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Think of someone you could give this trip to who would also have that kind of reaction, nation citizens.
Yeah. You're not going to get this opportunity to go to Mullet. I don't think
this might be the last chance.
Moving to Salt Lake City.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah. Like, great time to put that out. I'm
so excited after hearing people that went on the Flames Nation trip, their experience in Mullet Arena. I am jacked.
Frank basically said they're moving.
Yeah.
They are?
Frank said like 90-some% chance.
Salt Lake.
Coyotes are going to be in Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake
City. Nation vacation to Utah.
Why wouldn't they want a new team so they can split up that $600 million franchise?
Because I think they know 33 teams is an ugly, weird number.
And they should probably contract instead of expand.
Patrick Ewing's estate is suing.
And estate.
Fair.
He's not dead.
Still alive, yeah.
I see.
Patrick Ewing.
I understand. Remember those shoes had 33 in the back?
Oh yeah, I had a pair.
Of course, those were
black. You had a pair of you? What color? Black?
They're white? Black with purple writing.
In what grade?
I was in junior seven. High.
Yeah, of course it was. Seven, eight, or nine. Because grade nine having Ewings or Ewings or however they pronounce
it. Didn't even play basketball, but I needed a pair of Patrick Ewings.
That's pretty boss.
I know.
There was a kid in grade nine. Should have
gotten Jordans. Probably would be worth a lot of money. Retro sixes. I still want to get a pair of retro sixes.
There was a kid in our school in grade nine. We were in grade eight, got Ewings. I remember watching him play basketball at intermission and just being like, imagine having it all. Imagine having those shoes. When you're that age, a pair of shoes will deal you into a different social circle.
Yeah.
Dude, I got the teal and black Reebok pumps when they came out.
Damn. You pump them up before you walk
in. I am also in the market for a pair of retro pumps.
I would love a pair of pumps.
Yeah. Would you pump them up before you walk around?
Have to.
Oh yeah, I got it. Of
course. Didn't you hear the rumor though when you were a kid that it was like terrible for your feet to pump your shoes up?
No.
You never heard that?
No.
Restrict blood flow, I would imagine.
Well, this is pre-internet. So of course. Just be. What'd you pick up at the bus stop, you know?
That's how the Marilyn Manson thing went around.
I was just thinking of that because I saw a meme where it was like the greatest feat known to man was before internet. The rumor being spread through every junior high in North America that Marilyn Manson took out a rib.
And he was the guy
for
the
a singular
years.
Purpose.
And that rumor lived until
lived forever.
Did you ever remember that when I was in junior high?
Did you hear though that he was also the guy from the Wonder Years at the same time?
But like,
there was two things about Marilyn Manson.
So like the similarities were uncanny.
But I heard the information in one rumor that one, Marilyn Manson's Paul from the Wonder Years, and two, he had a rib removed. And I was like, I gotta go sit down. There's a lot of news. Who's got Ewings?
Yeah, Paul. Yeah.
Let me pump these shoes up.
I knew Paul Piper was up to something. Add to him. You know, substance.
All the people on that show are a serial killer. Everybody on that 70 show is a serial killer. It ain't good.
Well,
where are they now? It ain't good.
Although Fred Savage looks the exact same.
But remember why he's not allowed on TV sets no more?
I have no idea.
I'll give you a hint.
Well, it's probably not good. I'll Google in my own time.
better not.
And
good.
On maybe. Oh, that is
not on the company computer.
Oh, that was funny.
Well, his career. You know what?
I'm the just, Wizard. That was a great movie.
Ooh, misconduct.
There he is. Wizard was a good movie. When they unveiled Mario 3.
Unveiled Mario 3.
Oh, my
Earth
God.
Shattered.
Wait, there was applause in the theater.
Wasn't the Power Glove also unveiled in that movie? Yep.
They used it, and it was, I don't know if it was unveiled, though.
Yeah, because Mario 3 was unveiled. That cool kid that was like the best of the best? Yeah, he played his Power Glove?
What, the theater that I was in, because it was a birthday party, that was one of those foundational moments of my life. When they showed on screen, like the opening like menu, kids in the theater cheered.
Woo! I love that movie. That was a good movie.
It was a great movie.
It's called The Wizard. And this kid, he's like a little kid, but he's amazing at playing video games.
It's like Rain, like children Rain Man.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's like Junior.
Like what game do they play to get there? It's like Donkey Kong or something. It's a weird game.
I don't know. A bunch of, he's playing games all along the way, isn't he?
Zelda.
We would now say that
Zelda, there was Zelda.
There was Zelda.
We would now say, Ramchuk, that this kid's on the spectrum, but at the time he was just locked in.
For the champ, for the championship in the movie, and this game hadn't even come out yet, they played Super Mario 3.
And that's how they unveiled the game.
Somehow he knew where all the warp whistles were.
Yeah. He's that smart though. He'd know.
You guys watching this?
There's Ninja Gaiden was in there. There was Super Mario was in there.
I don't know if you guys follow Tetris news like I do.
That kid
that finished it.
So you can't beat Tetris. And there's Russians that have tried in the 80s.
He went to the
people. 16-year-old kid did it and was like, it's not that hard.
That's like there's a documentary called.
How fast is it going?
His actions per minute is just, they basically just toggle their thumb back and forth constantly. And then with their other thumb, they're just dropping blocks. Like it's insane to watch their technique. I saw a video how to do it.
There's a documentary called The King of Kong.
Yes.
So good.
So
it is so good where it talks about going to the fucking kill screen at the end. It's fascinating to watch them go.
There's a lot of controversy.
Tons.
I love the politics. Yeah, Billy Mitchell, the hot sauce king.
He may make a delicious hot sauce, but I don't know if you can trust his video game antics. But
Billy Mitchell expected to win. Yes. He had
the
doctor
videos and the general system fuckery. It's got everything.
The referee guy.
He was in his pocket.
Sorry, is this called A Fistful of Quarters or is this called King Kong?
It's called King of Kong.
King of Kong. And then what's the two dots? Hyphen.
Oh, I've seen this.
A Fistful of Quarters.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch this because I'm all caught up on my favorite new show, which is the only thing I watch other than sports right now. Have you guys seen this game show called The Floor?
No.
Rob Lowe hosts it. There's 81 spaces on the floor and each one has your own, the person who's on it, desired specialty topic. It can be automobiles. It can be moguls like Jeff Bezos. It can be junk drawer items. It can be college football teams.
2006 anything. Cup Rush brands.
So when the randomizer comes and it lands on your portion of the floor, you can pick from one of the topics around you and you battle them. You go up to the front, you get 40 seconds and on the screen, it goes back and forth and you have to name them. If you have to pass, you lose 3 seconds. If you win, you have to inherit their topic from that square.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's really, and then, so now you go down there and you have 2 squares or you can keep playing and you can just keep getting squares. It is awesome. You guys will love it.
The Floor. I mean,
yeah, The Floor.
Can I stream it?
You can stream it. But so the reason that I brought this up was because this guy, this older man, 58 years old, went against this young girl and she had like technology was the category. And they were like, oh, I hope your age doesn't come play in this. And she's like, it doesn't matter. I know everything. And she lost simply because of one item and she had no idea what it was. And it was an 8-track player.
Did she know what an 8-track player was?
Nope, she had no idea. She was, and it was, oh man, you guys, it's only 4 episodes in, easily bingeable, and I guarantee, watch the first one, you will not stop.
It's just a game show.
It's just a game show.
Chalmers, that's a show designed for like hospital waiting rooms and like old ladies going to get dentures.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be your demo.
But
they don't know the people your age watch.
I sit there with my kids and we play against each other. Like we all try to, you know, say the thing as fast as we can.
Now, what if I don't have a family? Will I still enjoy this?
You're going to love it. Yeah, you and Amber can do it together.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah,
you live with.
Yeah, I know.
Well, thank God she doesn't listen. Only that one time.
Yeah. Other than that, I've blocked it from her podcasting. So
I love that we've avoided. We're at 40
any
minutes.
Oilers?
No, we're not 16, at 40 minutes. We're at 32 because we started late.
We started very late.
Oh, good.
So Oilers.
No. Kay. First, we're going to step aside for a quick break.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance.
United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right. Back on the Real Life Podcast.
Okay. So Oilers are 1-16-0. Whatever. I've got some to talk about.
Whatever.
I actually have some. It's Oilers related.
Is it Chalmers and his love of stew?
I can't get this out of my head. And I know even suggesting this, and not to say I have any credibility, but whatever little credibility I have, especially with how this is going to get clipped up, I'm going to look like a fucking idiot.
Oh, I like this.
Hell yeah.
Just suggesting this.
Clip this, pal.
But this is what the Oilers should do.
Here we go.
What do you think I think they should do?
Oh my God.
No.
Throw the next game.
No.
Call him Jack Campbell.
This is a trade deadline maneuver.
Oh, I was going to say load management on
the streak on their own terms by an own goal.
Call up Jack Campbell and say, you know what? 16 in a row is impressive, but we're taking it to another gear.
Yeah. If Jack gets 17,
20 and 4
his value and trade it. Who do you think we should go after?
Oh my God.
This is the silver bullet.
Is he on Frank's trade targets list?
Silver bullet.
This is a silver bullet trade.
Nick Dowd.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sidney Crosby.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Jay.
Now drink the Kool-Aid with me for a sec.
This is the dumbest thing that's ever talked about on this podcast.
No, well, this is why I think, but now that we've established it's dumb, let's see it through.
This is going to go so far.
All right. I've already made two arguments for it in my head.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Obviously, Dubas is under a lot of pressure, and trading Crosby under his watch is suicide. Understood. But his retool on the fly is not working. They're not going to make the playoffs this year.
They might.
Fringe. This all comes. Yeah. Like if they're closer ish right now, if they're definitely not that close in a month, you gotta consider this. And it's probably maybe because Sidney Crosby might ask for it. I know he's that pro. He's building up the blueprint that we want Connor McDavid to follow of you stay put in your city and you put on for your city and you help build that city and that team and stay loyal. I get it. But Crosby hasn't won a cup in a while, and it's not even that long, but he's got 1.5 years left in his deal.
Yep.
Right. And would he resign in Pittsburgh? Probably. Yep. You could always resign, go back to Pittsburgh. So there's this interesting 2-year window. We also have an interesting 2-year window or year and a half window. So Crosby wants to win another cup. This retooling that Dubas is trying to do on the fly isn't working. We can all admit that. So I think you can make a case to get Sidney Crosby out of Pittsburgh or convince
because
Sidney
of his Crosby, want to win a cup.
His want to win a cup.
Interesting.
And there's two players I think he would love to play with in this league. One being his boy, McKinnon, in Colorado, which we've already heard the rumors speculate around that, his boy from Cole Harbour. The other one would be Connor McDavid. Now, you must think there is this internal, deep internal competition between Crosby and McKinnon to be the all-time greatest hockey player to come from Cole Harbour. So why the fuck would he want to go and help the Nate Dogg? you know, just think there's that little like in the back of his head. He's his boy, but does he want to see him be better than what Sidney Crosby is? He always wants to be like one or two cups.
Because then below. Whose cup is it? Is it McKinnon's cup
exactly.
or Crosby's cup?
Exactly. So it totally makes it makes it a polarizing subject. Just fuck that off and just even avoid the debate. Let him try to go win his own cups and come play with Connor McDavid.
Right.
This is for 1.5 seasons.
If you want to win a cup, you'll have two cracks at it by coming to Edmonton.
By coming to Edmonton with you got Dreisaitl, McDavid, Sidney Crosby.
Two questions. One serious question.
Yeah. But why not?
I don't hear crazy words.
I know it's dumb, but
I think
if you
that,
talk it through, like it seems plausible.
Tyler has a look on his face like when he starts to talk, the first thing that's going to come out from his mouth is, this might be the single dumbest thing ever.
He's picking on his thumb.
That's fine.
Doing the thing he does.
We're not going to let him.
I know that. That's. I opened the door with.
We're not going to let him do that yet.
Let's see it through.
Okay. So one question in my mind, and this has to be answered.
Yes.
In Sidney Crosby's mind, does leaving there to win a cup and then coming back
or retire
hurt his legacy?
No. Pittsburgh. He will have a statue. Like he's done everything. He's played 16 years or whatever it is there. Like he's done enough. This is now just like everyone, like even the people of Pittsburgh might even agree. Be like, yeah, Sid, go get that cup.
Do you want two legit cracks at the cup in the next 18 months or none in Pittsburgh?
Exactly. And that is a realistic situation because the situation Dubas has put the Penguins in cap wise, they don't have any real flexibility to do anything. It's not go target Jake Guentzel for us because he's a rental. He's a pure rental because he's going to go chase his bag that he deserves.
How do you make the money work, Mr. Downton?
Well, that's...
Is there players involved in this deal?
Well, you have to do whatever it takes in that situation. If you get Sidney Crosby and you and maybe you can get him retained, I don't know, which is even crazy to think retaining Sidney Crosby.
How many but like draft
you,
picks?
If you can get Dubas to a land at that destination, I think you can incept Crosby into thinking it's a good idea. Like, I don't even know what it would cost, but should you not just try to have the conversation?
So are we going to watch All-Star Weekend with a little bit of a heightened, just, hey, oh my God, they're sitting next to each other on the bench during the skills competition.
If Connor McDavid had one job
are they
to do
talking
this week,
about?
It is to fucking...
What are they talking about?
I'd like to see you in front of Connor pitching this because I don't think...
Connor would want it.
You burst into the room with a lot of fanfare, which is... It startled everybody.
Yes.
But then there's a slow rising road of history and logic here.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's actually logic behind it. Now, Tyler... Walk me through and dismiss this amazing idea.
He's not leaving Pittsburgh.
And that's why?
He doesn't want to win cups?
What? It's like when someone goes, oh, McDavid's just going to sign in Toronto. He can't wait to leave Edmonton. And it drives us nuts.
No, this is 36-year-old Connor McDavid.
16 years in the
team. And it's like, you know what? Connor's done it. Like, let him go play home. Like, we wouldn't.
If it's reversed, if he'd won two cups with
Edmonton. If I had a dollar for every time I heard of a player that would never leave their place and then goes and leaves.
Like, did Joe Thornton get booed in San Jose when he left?
Maybe.
I doubt it.
Oh, Joe Thornton when he left San Jose, yeah.
To win a cup in Toronto? Yeah.
Okay. I get what you're saying. The year and a half thing, whatever. It is career suicide for Kyle Dubas to be the guy who traded Sidney Crosby.
I think he's already committed it because he's fucked for the next suicide? Little bit.
Getting Carlson was stupid in retrospect, right?
Yeah, yes. Very dumb. And they're going to lose Guentzel.
Told you all it was dumb last year.
Yeah, that's sure, whatever.
Okay. We can't overrule the trade.
So, Dubas is not going to win a cup in the 2 year or year and a half window that Crosby is going to be at the team.
But they have no choice but to keep going for it, Jay.
They need to. No, because it's not working. The ship is going. Malkin's 37. Crosby's 36. Yeah. Letang's 36. Like, it's not working this year. They brought in Carlson. That's an albatross contract. They're in. Like, it's. I can't see a path where they can retool to make it happen next year. They tried this year. It didn't work. They're going to lose Guentzel.
Remember how when Carlson went to San Jose?
$5 million.
Is this the kind of stuff Rick does?
So here's where
I just want to see it through. Like, shouldn't you try? That's all I'm saying is the gym. Yes. Like, shouldn't you try?
Here's where you could maybe get Sid or get this whole thing going is kind of like you hinted at. If Dubas sits down with Sid and goes, listen, let's just do this thing on the fly real quick. All right, Sid, I'm going to move you. I'm going to get three first. I'm going to move Gensel. I'm going to get two more. I'm going to move out guys. You come back when you're a UFA in 2026 at age 38. And we'll be ready for one last cup run with Sid's return. But for the next 2 years, we're going to stink.
So, Sid's okay, return. So one, Sid's so return. One question. So one question there. Then when Sidney Crosby is an Oiler and it's draft day 2025, is him and Dubas on the phone being like, yeah, I really like this. Like, is he helping with the part of it? What if in 2 years, the team fucking isn't even close?
Yeah. I mean, then,
but,
whatever,
that, but then he doesn't resign, but like, it's because, but you also don't know if Crosby's gonna re-sign anywhere.
What would he rather?
If he wins one more cup, he might be happy and retire.
He's ahead of Nate too. Then
yes,
but what does he want more? This is where Jay. I think there's something in the back of the limbic brain, the lizard. What would Sidney Crosby want more? Pillar to post with the Penguins or two more kicks in the cup.
I know.
When he's got all his injuries. He's got all the money in the world. He has no reason to get up in the morning. That's part of the legacy talk. What's going to get him out of bed for the next 18 like, months?
Does he want to be Sidney Crosby, six-time cup winner or five-time cup winner?
Play in Canada?
Like that's, oh, I'm like, starting. He's building out his legacy. Like that's the whole, like when you,
I've been thinking
about this for 3 days. Because I said it as a joke in my mind. Like, wait a minute.
You tell yourself let's jokes?
Let's through.
Sometimes. You tell yourself trade jokes? So great
if the Oilers got Sidney Crosby. I'm like, wait a minute. What if they did?
Sitting over there laughing this whole...
And that's a silver bullet.
Bag milk, you've been sitting over there laughing this whole time. Uh-huh. Thoughts?
A couple of things. One, I've upgraded my seats to Toronto.
I saw that. You've been on your credit card.
Very, very pumped on that.
You upgrade? I wasn't able to upgrade.
Well, somebody got an offer. Second, I'm with Jay. I'd love it. I love the idea of Sid with the Oilers. I don't think it's possible given the players and picks who would probably take to acquire said future.
How many first would you pay, Jay? What would be your trade?
But I'd love it. I think if there's a way to make it happen,
next three years,
it would probably be your two firsts and you have to figure out how to make the money work.
So would you do
and prospects?
So would you do your next three firsts? Dylan Holloway.
No.
Jack Campbell.
Not Dylan Holloway though.
But you're getting Sidney Crosby.
And Jack Campbell's leaving.
And Jack Campbell's leaving.
You can make the money work.
You might have to.
Campbell, Fogle, Holloway, and three firsts.
For Sid.
At how much retained?
The guy with the ideas even sitting here thinking about this right now?
Well, I'm trying to be as realistic about it as possible.
Oh, now we're being realistic.
I'm trying. Come on, guys. If we're going to talk about acquiring Sidney Crosby, I mean, we need to be realistic.
Let's not be crazy now.
A fucking time.
If he was just a straight up rental, it would just cost you two firsts.
Yeah. Plus. So three firsts. You probably can't throw Campbell in that deal.
Why not?
Because they're already in cap hell. How are they going to take on the hit?
It's even money. They're getting Holloway for taking Campbell.
And three firsts.
And three firsts for Sid.
I think you try to do it without the Campbell P. Like, obviously, that's a wishful thinking, but I don't know if that's realistic.
Yeah, I think there's one way to play this out, and that's to tweet at the Penguins, go around Ken Holland, put the trade out there, spell it out to them, then tweet at Crosby, and refer to your original tweet to the Penguins.
Could you imagine if he liked it?
The second angle, though, is if David Musil will let Crosby wear his 87, you know?
Interesting point.
Right?
Who?
David Musil.
Who?
Yeah, something to think about.
Imagine Crosby's like, I'll come play in Edmonton, but I insist on wearing 94. I'd be like, no.
Tells Connor, he goes, I'm wearing
94. I'll rent the man lift to get it. Wait, is it up in the rafters? No.
Like, no. Is it not? No. Like, they're like,
I'm in. I'm with you.
I know it's like getting Dubas to want to do it is the biggest challenge, but like, is it really not that crazy? Like the circumstance?
If you say Sid's return, Sid, you leave, you get two cracks of the cup, you're back in 18 months, and we'll sign you till you're 70.
Yeah, you're a Penguin.
You're going to the All-Star game this weekend.
Kind of.
You're going to Toronto this weekend.
For sure.
You will potentially be in a bar in the vicinity. You see Kyle Dubas. He's sitting at the bar at the Wood. Just ordered an old fashioned.
Yeah.
Say, regarding my tweet.
Let's just say.
Probably a smoked old fashioned.
Well, knowing him.
I tweeted you earlier, Kyle.
Fake eyeglasses.
Do you walk over there and say, hear me out?
You are holding back Sidney's legacy, Kyle.
No. Cuck.
Let's go eat some. You call him a cuck? Kyle.
No.
No, he just sneezed.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I'm with Jay.
Interesting.
But I'm trying to like not be like Homer Oilers on this, but like, does it not?
Oh, no. Yeah, you're totally seeing it from the view of the Penguins, like, too, and how that would benefit them.
Well, they've already fucked themselves. And we've been in situations where we've been fucked and then get fucked more with the deadline and with the shit we have to do.
A whole lot of fucking.
They're fucked. Mm-hmm. They need to do some fucking.
Your Amtrak can ask.
We got to go and do one of these things. This is what happens.
We have yet to fuck, though we have been fucked.
Your Amtrak, yes. Can I ask a couple questions about hockey?
Sure.
So Carlson leaves Ottawa, goes to San Jose, signs a massive ticket deal. San Jose wins nothing really, yep. Right?
Yes.
Despite having arguably the best defenseman in the league.
Yep.
Then he goes, parachutes into Pittsburgh, fireworks, huge deal. He'd gone to shit and then came back in his production, right?
Yeah.
But the Penguins stink.
Bad.
So Carlson.
He had a 100-point season in San Jose. They came like second or third last.
Crosby having a good year, though.
Yep. But the point is, yeah, you're getting to something with Carlson.
It's weird. How can you have the best defenseman in the league play that many years with no real.
Like, not even just playoff success, like no real success at all. It is weird.
What's the farthest being one with Ottawa? Do you go to the, do you go to the cup finals?
Conference finals.
Conference?
Yeah, I went to conference finals. Remember they lost in game 7 OT. Kunitz scored the winner. That's what cooked them. The Hamburglar year.
Mm.
Anyone watch that Alexander Daigle documentary yet?
Where is it? Are you? Where do I
Prime.
Find it? Prime. All right.
Prime.
I'm in.
It's got to be a bit of a shot to the gut if you're Alexander Daigle that they made a documentary about you in 2023. Good news.
It's like we've got good news and we've got bad news.
The bad news is they basically call you the worst bum in the history of skating.
You're from the future sitting down Alexander Daigle at draft day being like, hey man, show me a documentary about your career in 2023 and 2024. He's like, hell yeah.
My cousins love the Senators. They lived in Ottawa. I'll never forget going to their house and they'd cut the front page out of the Ottawa sports section and like attach it to the fridge. And he was riding in like an open buggy, like Cinderella, through Ottawa on draft day.
Cool.
Like waving. He had like a draft parade.
Damn. Oh, well, Oilers won 16 games in a row. And when they next play, they'll have a chance to tie the longest winning streak in NHL history, just as we all drew it up.
I loved that in the last minute of Saturday's game, Jack Michaels just let the crowd do it. Didn't say a word for the last minute. It was awesome. I wish I was there.
I saw your rant on Insta, your Amtrak, and I'm still recovering from you calling the end of the McDavid era and two American Thanksgivings in a row declaring us fucked.
Yes.
But I also saw a hilarious look in your face of like, sometimes being super rational and expecting things to go okay is wrong and amazing shit happens and you have two enormous heaters in one season.
At the beginning of the season, remember I even said, because you were like, Tyler, you're going to tell us we're fucked by American Thanksgiving. And I said, I promise, no matter what this year, I won't do it. And it's almost like the hockey gods were like, oh, like we're going to make it so bad that he goes back on that.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. But now it's so good. We're loving life. I was never in doubt against the Predators. Never in doubt.
No.
Once Nuge scored that goal, it was like, cool, 16 in a row, lock it up. Like, they're just in this space right now where one or two things go well early on, and you're just like, yeah, cool.
I think it's actually extremely unfortunate that they've got 9 days between games.
I think if, see, in my point.
They're healing.
Yeah.
But they're like, they're also Cabo-ing.
That's how you heal.
The other day was like, if this was a 6-7 game heater, I would be like, yeah, damn, what a bad time for this to come. A whole month and a bit of winning.
Which is amazing. The board outside in the office where it's just nothing but dubs. Love to see it.
A perfect January. I never in my wildest dreams.
There's that meme that was going around. I don't know who made it, but it was just like, did your team lose in 2024? And it's every team. And then the Oilers. No.
It's pretty great. Pretty great.
Fantastic.
All right. So we are going out to Toronto, myself, Jay, BM, for the end of the
week. Upgraded seats.
BM has upgraded
seats. I'm pissed off about it. I didn't even get an email.
Garbage.
Maybe I've already been upgraded. I don't know. Find out.
Oh, yeah.
Check your app.
So we're going to be doing a bunch of content from there, from Sponsorship X.
We were at Sponsorship X.
Doing some live shows.
Yeah.
It's a sports media conference connected to the All-Star game.
Hell yeah.
We have infiltrated.
There will still be a Thursday episode, though. I might just be doing it a little bit differently, but either way, good stuff.
So. What is the plan going to be for those of us, Chalmers? I don't imagine.
Oh, we are not involved.
You're not going to Sponsorship X?
No. I see. No.
I think we're going to do an interview episode on Thursday, so stay tuned for that. So there you go.
Are we excited? I'm excited for, and this is weird, but the skills competition and even the one in the NFL this Thursday. Like, I love, people always think they're cheesy and they're stupid. I just like watching the dudes be dudes and interacting with each other, going out, even if the actual events are stupid, just like.
Well, I don't think it's stupid. I think it's actually like more serious. Like, it's going to be more serious this year, the way they've set it up. Like, I'm very intrigued by the NHL skills.
Me too.
Yeah. So like the 12 players doing pretty much every event. and competing only for themselves to win $1 million. That's legit.
Can I ask a question about football?
I didn't know that.
I saw that you hate the Super Bowl matchup.
Yes, I do.
I'm curious because I don't know. Why is there no intrigue? Why the best team in the NFC going up against the defending champs?
Because I hate the Kansas City Chiefs.
He's the only one.
Okay.
No, I'm not. There are a lot of people saying this is a boring
matchup. Can you tell me this, Chalmers? Because I saw his tweet and I was just like, huh.
There's no underdog. It's like a perfectly constructed football team.
No, underdog.
Against a perfectly constructed quarterback. And it's the Chiefs.
The quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers was chosen with the very last pick of the draft. And it's called Mr. He... is about as underdog as they come.
System QB.
How many rushes?
Whatever, man.
He does a shit ton last
night. When he needed to make plays, he made plays with his feet.
I could have ran faster than him.
Oh my God. Yeah,
Jordan. So I was just confused.
This is sour grapes. Don't listen to him.
Okay. The last player in the draft is in the Super Bowl. System QB.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because of the final four teams to have a bid to make it in the Super Bowl, there was the defending champs, with Patrick Mahomes, who, and Taylor Swift, and Travis Kelce, everybody is sick of him. I get it. We're all sick of him.
The libs are furious.
Nobody wants to see him anymore. They don't want to see Patrick Mahomes win another Super Bowl. It's the same thing all the time. He's the most consistent, inevitable thing in the NFL right now, right? So people cheer against that, unless you're in Kansas City. The 49ers were playing against maybe the best sporting story of the year in sports. The Detroit Lions not making the playoffs in 31 years, making it to the conference final. It's an amazing story. So then they lose. So now you've got the two teams that kind of one beat the underdog, and now you got the 49ers. Oh, great. Like, they're not flashy.
Yeah.
Right? They're not flashy. They're just hardworking, greedy.
CMC's flashy.
He is, but I mean, his interviews are boring. There's only one player on that team who has a personality. It's George Kittle, right?
Love George.
And then you've got against Taylor Swift. The Kansas City Chiefs, which everybody's just kind of sick of. So that's I understand it. I understand it. But when you really look at it, this was the odds on favorite matchup going into the season.
Would you be excited if the cup final this year was Colorado-Tampa Bay again?
I wouldn't care. I stopped watching at that point.
That's kind of where I'm at. Is like, if, at least if it was it's the
how much of this was because the Bills lost?
Yeah, 100%. A decent amount. I hate the Chiefs.
I also watched the game against the Ravens, and the Ravens blew it multiple times in the end zone.
But like, I was just maybe a little bit excited for Lions Chiefs, which would have been this awesome David versus Goliath thing. The Niners beating the Chiefs is like, oh yeah, great team beat a great team. Like, it'll be fine. I'll watch it. I'm sure I'll enjoy.
Remember,
the game.
Casey was +185 to win yesterday.
Yeah, books disrespected.
Patrick Lions Chiefs. All time color game.
It would have been great.
Blue versus red. Beautiful. Yeah. Now it's like red and white versus red and gold.
The Super Bowl logo.
It was false because it was supposed to be red. It was red and purple. And so it was going to be the Ravens, Niners, if it was to stick to that.
Gotcha.
And the Ravens should be there.
Yep.
They absolutely should. There is one thing that keeps costing wide receivers, and that is extending the football at the goal line. Just go the hell down on the first. Have a new set of downs and pump that ball in by running it. But these receivers, they're young. They want to get the touchdown. They want to make a play. They extend their arms. And that's two weekends in a row where a ball's gotten batted out of the hands and gone in the end zone for a touchback and cost the team a touchdown. The Kansas City Chiefs survived it, but the Ravens couldn't.
Yeah. Anyways, everything I say is just sour Bills fan. So it doesn't matter.
Here's a storyline for you, Ramchak.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
Remember the brother of Patrick Mahomes? Remember that guy? Remember how annoying that guy was?
Still see him a little bit now.
Think of how much he wants to be sitting next to Taylor Swift, and they won't let him.
Yeah, they're not allowed.
There was only that one where they were doing a dance. And he was standing up top, right? Yeah. Looking all weird. Yeah. And they're like, no more Jackson.
Yeah.
So think about it. He wants to be involved.
He's eating him inside.
They let him on the sidelines. They let him embarrass himself. Who's the only person in the world more tough enough to deal with that is Taylor Swift's people. We're not fucking around.
Taylor Swift's people are like, there is one thing that's bad for our brand. Yep. And that is Jackson Mahomes anywhere close to Taylor Swift.
But he's still in the box and he wants attention so bad. And it's like 8 feet away from him, but somebody has told him, do not.
if you look at that quarterback documentary series, it was always Jackson Mahomes next to Brittany Mahomes, and they would do their little dances. Yeah. And now Brittany's next to
Taylor Swift. How do you think the Brittany Mahomes Jackson Mahomes third. Relationship is right now? Ooh, the upgrade.
So good.
Or this trade for Sidney Crosby.
Or this trade for Sidney Crosby. Let's do it. Super Bowl canceled. I'm happy.
So you're saying there's a chance.
You're not an Usher fan, eh?
Oh, God, no. Even the halftime show doesn't get me going. Oh, my God.
That's Usher fine. Is good, man. His residency in Vegas apparently is like bananas.
There's this comedian that I saw a clip on TikTok or something, and he asked this young kid in the audience, hey, did you know Beyonce was part of a group? And he's like, oh my God, you don't know that Beyonce was part of a group? And then like goes on this like long.
Usher does?
Have you seen that?
No, about just. Comedian,
now I've said it. You'll hear it on your phone. You'll see
about
it.
A kid knowing that she was in Destiny's Child.
Yeah, but then he goes on like that.
Yeah.
Long. It was fucking hilarious.
It was really good. Yeah.
Anyways. All right. Okay. We do got to wrap up here.
So. Yeah, I got to go. I got to be somewhere in 23 minutes.
All right. Okay. That is a wrap. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll be back later on in the week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.